Yesterday, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration shot down the idea of allowing silicone breast implant sales to the general public. Today, by a vote of 7-2, they said they like the idea with an asterisk. 9 of them, to be exact. NPR's Joanne Silberner joins us. And Joanne, the difference here is the manufacturer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yesterday, they voted on Inamed and said no. Today, it was Mentor, another Santa Barbara company, and they said yes.
Joanne, tell us more about these asterisks that we mentioned, the fine print. Which are the most important?
Well, this wasn't a clear and open blanket recommendation to approve. They want it required that the surgeons who do the implants be plastic surgeons and that they take a special course and be certified. They want the company to collect lots more data continuing over time. They want to re-review the marketing in 5 years. They want lots and lots of data collected, and they want to make sure that women who opt for this are fully informed.
So why did the committee approve this company's implants and not the others?
Well, they were more impressed with the data presented today, specifically data on rupture. The rupture rate, the number of the likelihood that these implants will break, seems to be lower in Mentor's data. Although Mentor only had a few years of data, the other company had a few years more. The rupture data for them was after 3 years, it was 0.5% for women who had had implants for breast enlargement and 0.8% for women who had had reconstruction after mastectomy and nearly 5% if they were having a repeat procedure. That was lower than the other companies. In addition, it's a different product, it's made a little bit differently, and one of the panel members said, you know, it's different.
If the FDA goes along with the committee's recommendation today and allows the Mentor implants to be marketed to everyone, what might happen?
Probably more implants will be done. One of the drawbacks of the saline implants, which can be used now in women looking for augmentation, is they ripple and they wrinkle. They're not as attractive. If you're going for a cosmetic procedure, you may be a little hesitant to get one that may have some problems. One of the plastic surgeons I talked to told me she's got 75 women on a waiting list for a silicone implant.
So it gives women options.
Yes.
What does the FDA do now?
Well, it's got to consider these two conflicting votes. And this is an agency that's been under a lot of criticism lately for approving things a little early. And it's very possible they may come back and ask for more data.
Joanne, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.